We're going to talk about mastering your mindset. What an amazing time to do this, only because I truly believe that this is something is always going to be an ongoing work. It doesn't stop. And I wanted to bring this up because a lot of the things that entrepreneurs, business owners, aspiring business owners, coaches may be struggling right now is these three things: self-doubt, imposter syndrome, and the fear of failure. And when you've mastered your mindset and you do this on a religious basis, you'll never have these thoughts again. Actually, let me rephrase that. You will, but you'll know how to quickly reframe and work on yourself. We're quick to catch these little devil person on our shoulder when we have these moments. So let's get into it, guys. The first piece to mastering your mindset is And we are back with Keys to the Queendom. I'm your host, Tamara Meyer, and we are here at Damn Good Studios in Newtown. Shout out to Ben and James, who I absolutely love and adore. We're going to talk about mastering your mindset. What an amazing time to do this, only because I truly believe that this is something is always going to be an ongoing work. It doesn't stop. And I wanted to bring this up because a lot of the things that entrepreneurs, business owners, aspiring business owners, coaches may be struggling right now is these three things: self-doubt, imposter syndrome, and the fear of failure. And when you've mastered your mindset and you do this on a religious basis, you'll never have these thoughts again. Actually, let me rephrase that. You will, but you'll know how to quickly reframe and work on yourself, right? We're quick to catch these little devil person on our shoulder when we have these moments. So let's get into it, guys. The first piece to mastering your mindset is, as we always talk about in this beautiful space of entrepreneurship, is self-awareness. I wanted to share a story, and I think this is something that I think is so relevant. At the moment, you wouldn't think it, but I have been really triggered with the smallest things. There's been moments where me and my partner will be talking about business, and then out of nowhere, something will just bug me. And I've noticed I've been a lot more angrier and my fuse has been shorter, right? And this hasn't been something that's been happening all the time, but I've always been so aware that when moments like this happen, poor Jordan, it's an opportunity for me to look into, right? And a lot of the times when I do live events now, masterclasses, and anyone feels triggered, I always say to them, that's amazing. Like, how cool is it that right now you're feeling triggered? So it's a self-awareness piece. When you start to notice these moments of elements where you're getting angry, maybe you're comparing yourself, maybe you're becoming a lot more self-negative, maybe you're talking badly about yourself. So really, the first piece to mastering your mindset is that self-awareness piece. And I encourage you guys right now that when these moments of awareness happens, you acknowledge it and go, okay, thank you, universe. Here's an opportunity for me to grow and learn more. So I've been really triggered lately, a bit more angry, a bit more Brazilian tan coming out. And I think what really helps in those moments is the shift. And so this brings my second piece.
Queen, how often have you said, I spent my whole life studying, I've been to school my whole life, and I've actually learned nothing that teaches me the tools and strategies to build a successful business in the outside world? You've probably spent thousands of dollars on courses, or you've heard fake news from business gurus. Well, I'm here to give this incredible news to everyone here right now that this is Queen Stream University. Get out of debt and actually start making money in the online space, knowing and having the foundations to build a successful business. Now, I'm talking because I have gone through the trenches. I have been a fitness coach, built my online business as a pro athlete, and now I am a business coach. You'll go from having absolutely no idea what your business is through, in the 8 weeks, learn the foundations of knowing what your purpose is, your vision and mission, and also understanding your business values with the execution to know what that business is. You'll also learn branding, social media, content strategy, marketing, and more importantly, how to sell. With Queen Stream University, it'll cut out the bullshit and remove all the fluff and get you working specifically on your business so you can execute this in 8 weeks to get ready to launch. I wanted you to have something where you get to access something straight away, where you get to fast track your growth, as well as remove any doubt, any overwhelming sensation or stress, or the question that everyone seems to ask, where do I begin? With Queen Stream University, you'll be able to build wealth, freedom, and at the end of the day, be an entrepreneur and be able to say, I have finally built my own thing. my own business and I've stopped making money for someone else and I'm now making money for my own empire. Queen Stream University.
Of mastering your mindset, it's just having mindset techniques that support you to shift this. Now, if I'm feeling triggered in my business or I'm feeling triggered by Jordan, I start to really reflect on why this is sort of coming up in this moment. Sometimes people put too much emphasis on, you know, the fact that we're feeling triggered and we look at it as a bad thing. I feel what's really helpful when we are self-aware and we have these techniques, it's first then acknowledging it and going, okay, why is this coming up now, right? And so shifts like that and techniques really have a really great effect when you start to be acknowledgeable to your own trigger and being quick to then learn into what is the next steps for you. I have three things that I do when I notice myself go through these little, we call them blade moments. My friends know about it. My Jordan, my partner knows about it. And it's just, again, where Spicy Tam comes out and she is probably realizing that that little girl has a wound that needs to be resolved. So I do these three things. I acknowledge, I talk well and politely and positively about it. I journal about it. And then I work with some energetic healers. I know that may be woo-woo for some, but I know some of my listeners are open to that. But if you have these techniques within yourself, maybe for you it's an energy shift. Maybe for you it's writing things down. Maybe for you is actually working with someone professionally. And I know within myself, if it keeps coming up, we all know that the universe will throw things at you until you finally realize you need to do something about it, right? So I always feel like it's important to acknowledge that little girl. Be quick to make a decision on what you need to work on, right? Whether it's visualization, whether it's affirmations. We know that surface level shit, let's be real. But I'm always big on it's an opportunity for me to reach out to my mentors. So they're my three key things. And when it comes to mastering your mindset, the thing that is so relevant in this space, it's my second favorite C word. We know my first favorite C word is confidence. Second is consistency. And consistent practice in mastering your mindset really becomes a habit, a ritual.
Hey, beautiful kings and queens. Are you right now in a space where you're ready to take action and build your business, yet you struggle where to begin? You're feeling stuck and overwhelmed with all the things you need to do when it comes to building a business. Build the business of your dreams in the online space and be in the arena of all the incredible great humans out there that are building 7 to 8 figure businesses. Now, the foundations that I truly believe in that you are going to learn through this membership is sales, marketing, content creation, social media, money mindset, and of course, branding. Now, all of this will be accessible for you to be learning what is currently hot right now in the market and how you can create your own business and build a successful business in the online space. All you have to do right now is DM Empire in my Instagram or email myself and my team and we will get the ball rolling so you can have your empire and start making moves in the online space.
And one of the biggest things myself and Jordan notice when we're going back into lack, going back into victim, going back into name, shame and blame, we realize that we need to work on our mindset. And we actually, it's almost like a realization every time we realize that we're going back to default, which happens. And so for us, a lot of people think, oh, I thought I worked on this. Oh, I thought I've healed this. And I just want to give you guys this hard truth. No, you fucking haven't. It just means new layers come up for you to work through. And so I feel just like anything when it comes to your training, your nutrition, your business, your personal development, mastering your mindset is an everyday thing and it never stops, right? So just remember these three key things. Number one, self-awareness. Number two, have your own mindset shift technique. And number three, just commit to the consistency, right? And if this hasn't made you go, right, there's something I need to do with this, then I would love for you just to, you know, DM me on Instagram, you know, have a conversation with myself on what we can do to support your mindset shift and just master your mindset so you can show up as your best self authentically in queen vibes, in big dick energy vibes as well. I'm your host, Tamara Meyer, and this is Keys to the Queendom.
I started to realize there were all these identities I had in myself. And when I was dabbling in the life coaching space for me, I started to understand that really what my pain, the thing that I kept hiding, the thing that I kept suppressing, the thing that I was ashamed to talk about, was my purpose to share, was my purpose to help you guys. Everyone in this room today is here because you see something in me that you see in yourself. That's it, right? So if you can really bring that into your heart and you think about your ideal clients, if you were to show more of those parts, wouldn't you attract more people that you want to work with?
Inspiring. She brings so much knowledge and resource and information, but also fosters a beautiful, you know, atmosphere of connection.
I felt like I was in a room with some really powerful women.
My favourite mic drop moment was creating impact, showing up so that we can reach as many people as we can.
My key takeaway was having the confidence to just show up.
I wouldn't be where I am today without her and without her knowledge and guidance, and she's made me really believe in myself.
My key takeaway from this is that you should dream big and that you are capable of it, and with the right tools and the right help, you can achieve whatever you want.
I love you.